proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you. Now, over the years, there's been much debate about the reality of whether it was a King David. Now, this biblical person is well loved by both Jewish and Christian communities. David was a shepherd who became king over Israel. He was a warrior poet who was beloved of God. Even though the Bible has much to say about him, there's been very little evidence concerning King David that he actually existed, at least to the magnitude that the Bible records. Several scholars and critics believe that David's legacy has been exaggerated and say that he was merely a bandit who had a small following. But in 1993, the House of David Stela, or David Stone, was found at the biblical site of Tel Dan in northern Israel. Engraved on the stone was an inscription referring to the House of David. This was the first evidence outside of the Bible that David actually existed. This find, I believe, is one of the top archaeological finds in Israel. You can actually see this stone for yourself at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. Archaeologists have continued their search for the historic King David, though. Just 20 miles from Jerusalem, we come to the Valley of Elah, where David fought and defeated Goliath. The ruins of Kirbet Kayafa there have been uncovered. Here, a 3,000-year-old palace was discovered, dating from 1020 to 980 BC. They understood the dating of the site based on burned olive pits discovered through carbon-14 dating. This means that this place is from the time of King David. Hebrew University professor Yosef Garfinkel, along with Sa'ar Ganor from the Israeli Antiquities Authority, led the excavation and discovery of the two largest buildings known to have existed in the 10th century BC in the Kingdom of Judah. One building measured 100 feet long in a central area of a site adorned with several elegant imported vessels. Garfinkel commented on the significance of this place, saying, quote, "There is no question that the ruler of the city sat here, and when King David came to visit the hills, he slept here. The other structure, a pillared storeroom, features hundreds of storage jars, stamped with an official seal as was customary in the Kingdom of Judah for centuries." Another special find at this place is a pottery shard that has the oldest Hebrew inscription to date. Something that is missing from this place is a lack of pig bones that were used by Canaanites and other groups. This means that those who lived here probably observed special dietary restrictions from pork. These clues point to the fact that this was not a Canaanite, Phoenician, or even a Philistine settlement. Now, just to compare, 20% of bones discovered at nearby Philistine sites were pig bones. Also, no graven images of other gods or people that were common among cultic worship were found either. As the archaeologists excavated Kirbet Kayafa, they also uncovered special clay and limestone model of the temple. The detailed design of these models point to a special interest of a people who were religious but did not worship many gods, rather only one god. These amazing features compare Solomon's temple mentioned in the Bible to these unique designs. These models fit the biblical account that a temple did exist in Jerusalem just like the Bible describes, and this for me makes the Bible come alive, and I hope for you as well. Now in a larger picture, the finds at Kirbet Kayafa tell us that this place was built literally under the nose of the Philistines in the Valley of Elah. The palace that was here really is more an administrative building that perhaps housed King David at some point. As David's kingdom grew, this place served as a strategic outpost and fortification in his government. Now, as we remember King David and his life, we also look to a prophecy concerning the Messiah from Isaiah 9, verse 7. It says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever." Well, this future promise should excite us to see finding from the time of King David with a view of the coming of the Son of David, Jesus the Messiah. And to that, we can look forward to that day. Now, as we close this program, I just want to mention as well that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel. And if you're interested about going on a tour, maybe you've been before, you'd like to go again, maybe you'd like to send your pastor, for example, in the church, I invite you to contact us here at IBJM for more information about it. It'll be a trip of a lifetime, and you'll never be the same. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.